I want to welcome the Rabbanim who have joined us this morning, Rabbi Rabovsky. It's been a great schus. We've had an extraordinary Shabbos with Rav Schechter. And we're so grateful that after the many, many shiurim on Friday and over the course of Shabbos, he's agreed to give two shiurim this morning as well. First this chabura on the topic of Zimun, and then the mitzvah of Aliyah immediately following. We're deeply grateful to Rebbe for everything, but in particular for being marbid so much Torah within our community over a short time. We look forward to inviting Rebbe back many, many times again in the future. Please rise and join me in welcoming Rav Schechter.
Thank you very much. I'd like to say over a shiur that I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, and my father, Zichron Levracha, told me that this was the first shiur that the Rav said when he came to America. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik took all the Talmidim to the port. Rav Soloveitchik came by boat, so they went to greet him, and the very next day, after he landed in New York, he gave a shiur in the yeshiva on this topic of Chazoras HaShatz. So the way I heard it, it runs as follows. There is a Gemara in Brochus on Daf Chof, where the Gemara has a suffix, where the women are chayv in Birchas HaMozim in HaTorah, or mid the Rabbanon. Why should it? It's not a mitzvah, says the Shas Bagrama. Why should the women be on the Mechuyim in the Rabbanon? So Rashi and Tosfos have a different shot. Rashi says because you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Haaretz, I'll tell you about Eretz Yisrael, and Noshim Banot L'Chelek Baaretz. Basically, the women don't get Yerusha if their children, their sons and daughters, so the sons get, the daughters don't get Yerusha. Tosfos has a little different shot. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he gave his Torah, the fact that he gave his Bris Milah. Women are not Mechuyim to learn Torah, the women are not Mechuyim in Bris Milah. So the Sofik of the Gemara, let's say according to the way Tosfos, the Sofik of the Gemara is, women are mechuyev to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam all the brachas. We have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam over the food. We have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam over giving us Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos says the women did get, and the Slavcha did get, so they don't agree with the Rashi. You have to say the second bracha. You have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, the third bracha, over giving us Yerushalayim, over giving us the Beis Hamikdash, giving us Yerushalayim as the capital, giving us the Beis Hamikdash. Women have to say everything. They should. They don't have to say two lines in the middle of the second bracha. You have to thank the Rebbe Shalom for giving us Al Teros Chashal Maratan, Rav Bischo Shal Chasam Tebe Psarena, that they leave out. So the women are Mechuyev, so maybe the whole Chiyah Birchas HaMazon is only with the Rabban, maybe it's all or nothing. If you're not Mechuyev to thank the Rebbe Shalom for the Torah and for the Bris, and maybe the whole Chiyah Birchas HaMazon is only with the Rabban. Or maybe it is Menat Torah. So what's a nafkemina where the women are mechuyim and atar with the Rabban? Women are mechuyim, bottom line, have to bench. The Gemara says the difference is whether a woman can be mighty a man. Let's say the husband doesn't know how to bench. Can the wife say the Birchas HaMazon to be might see the husband? So Rabbi Kibega has there in Drush V'Chidush a small paragraph. He asks, "V'sheinu b'chuyi b'dover ein emotzi aserabim v'dechay v'asim." If the women are not mechuyim in those two lines, then after salvis choshech hasamte b'usare na'ateros choshalim adetanu, so they can't be might see the husband. So what's the shaila? So obviously the pshat, Rabbi Kibega says, obviously the pshat is like this: the wife will say the whole Birchas HaMazon from the beginning to the end, and those two lines the husband will have to say on his own. Husband will have to, the wife will pause in the middle, and the husband will have to say, then the wife will take over after that. So that's the Gemara Sofik, on the women Mechuyev ben Atar, and the rest of the Birchas HaMazon said they can't be might see the husband say that, and these two lines the husband will say on his own. Or you should say, no, it's either all or nothing. The women, the whole chiva, the women is only with the rabbanim, mishen and mechiva, the dover, and the motzi aserayim and dechavos. That was the Gemara Sofik. So the Chazanish, and now the before and after the Chazanish, the old patan, you see from the way Rebbe Kibega points out in Taisus, that you can say shamei kohen on a half a bracha. The woman will say the beginning of the bracha, the end of the bracha, the husband will say the middle of the bracha, the two lines in the middle. So you see, you can say shamei kohen on a half of a bracha. It doesn't have to go in a unit of a bracha. That's what they say from the Satmar Rebbe. He had a very good sense of humor. So he said in Europe, when they had a chasana, they'd pick out a Masada Kiddushin. He said all the brachas from the beginning to the end. In America, the Mechabit, one person says the first bracha, one person says the Zechar bracha, a different person. In the Bible bracha, so he said it's about Nachkim and Atzai, that the Mechabit, one person to say Bu, one person to say Rich, Bu Rich. They'll break it up the syllables. He's making fun. So that's the burich, I don't know about that, but that's his sense of humor. But you see that you say Shemei Kain on a half a bracha. So the kasha is, the achronim is this kasha, the Birchas Rosh was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Alojin. He gave Shurim Alojin during the lifetime of Rav Chaim Alojin. I forgot his last name. He wrote the Birchas Rosh on Brachos, and Nazir has them in the back of the Gemara Nazir. They have the Hagos for the Birchas Rosh. So he talks about this Kasha, the Chazon Ish, and others talk about it. That the Mishnah says later in Brachos, if the Shliach Tzibur is saying Chazor Salshatz, and then he gets stuck in the middle, he can't continue, he loses his voice, or whatever. In the days of the Mishnayos, they used to recite the whole davening Baal Peh. It was the Nusach HaTefillah was considered a chelik of the Torah Shebaal Peh. They weren't allowed to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. So it's Gan Shaykh that the Chazan forgot the rest of the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei. He's nervous or something. So if the Chazan can't continue, so Yamer Achet Tachtov, the Gabbai should get someone else to take over. And usually Derech Heretz dictates, he should, when a Gabbai asks you the Davar Farnam, he should say no the first two times, should only go the third time. But over here, the Mishnah says he shouldn't be Misaret, he should go right away, because they're holding the middle of Chazor HaSamshatz. And then it says, so where does the new Chazan take over? Mitchilas HaBrocha Shetozeh. He has to go back to the beginning of the Brocha. He can't just, the Chazan left off in the middle, he can't just take over where the Chazan left off. He has to go back to the beginning of Brocha. And if the Gimel Rishaynas, we treat the Gimel Rishaynas as one unit, so the new Chazan has to go back to the beginning of the Gimel Rishaynas. That's what the Mishnah Brura writes. That usually what happens on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because there's so many piyutim, before you say HaMelech HaKadosh, you didn't finish the Gimel Rishaynus, so there's so many piyutim, so the Chazan can lose his voice in the middle, before he gets to HaMelech HaKadosh, so the new Chazan has to start from the whole beginning of the Chazor HaSamshatz all over again. It happens in the New York area, there's so many hundreds, thousands of shuls, so every year it happens in some shul or another that the Chazan loses his voice. The new Chazan has to start from the beginning of the whole Chazor HaSamshatz all over. Then the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't have to repeat all the piyutim all over again, but the little piyutim, Zecheinu L'chaim V'Lachavetz B'chaim Yikir Adin, that's not really part of the Nusach of the Shema Nesach. That's also a piyut. So those piyutim, it looks like it's a Nusach, so that he should say over. But the other longer piyutim, you don't have to repeat because he already said it the first time. So the kasha is, you see the perish from there, that you don't say Shemei Koin on the half of Bracha. You have to go back. The new Chazan has to go back. Mitchilas HaBracha Shetor Zeh. You have to go in the whole unit of a Bracha. So that's one kasha. Then there's another kasha. The second daf in Perek, Shlosh Shachlu, talks about Bench and Mezumen. Zman HaGemara, the practice was when you would Bench and Mezumen, only the Mezaman would say the whole Bichas HaMos, and the others would just listen. So he'd be Moitzi then with Shemei Koin. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. How many people can you divide the Birchas HaMazon? When you bench Zoom, how many people can you divide it? So do you treat Bosh Achalim Shlo B'tavucha Yino as one long bracha till Azanas HaKol? So you can have one person say till Azanas HaKol, no delucha, another person, Rachim is the third person, and Toiv HaMeitim is after the benching is over already. Or do you say, no, they're two. One person can say Rosh Hashanah Mishloach Tuva Chayinu. Another person can say Hazan Salam Kula B'tuva. Another person, you can divide up to four people. A second person will say Hazan Sakol. A third person will say Noi Delachon. A fourth person will say Rachim. So the Gemara, Tosis quotes from the Pirush Arif that's the Pshat. Tosis quotes the Rif there, and the second Amud Aleph in Perek Shlosh Shachlu, they quote the Pirush Arif. That's what's going on in the Gemara. So also, why can't you divide it up in lines? Have one person read like by the Seder. A lot of times they have a Seder, so one person says one paragraph, the next person says another paragraph, and he might say everybody Shemei Kainu with the Seder. So why can't you divide up the benching, the Zuma? One person will say the first three lines, next person will say the next three lines. So it would appear from the Rif that you don't say Shemei Kainu on a half a bracha. So what do you do, Rabbi? You have a proof from the Taisus Pshat and the Gemara by the women, by Bichas Hamasan, that you do say Shemei Kainu on a half a bracha. That's the Kash. So there's another kasha, and the teretz of the second kasha will answer the first kasha. Now, how kasha is, when we say Kiddush and Abdullah, so one person says Kiddush and everybody's Yotze, but Shemei Koina, the Gemara and Sukkah learns out from Sukkah that there's a principle of Shemei Koina. All of a sudden, there's a Mishnah in Brachas Daf Mem Gimel. A person invited other people to eat by him, so it says, everybody's Yoshvin, everybody's sitting. You cannot have one person be moitzi the others with hamoitzi lechem and haaretz. Why not? Hey Sebu, if they're all eating behes Sebu, then echad mevarachem kulam. Then one person can say hamoitzi for everybody else. We don't do that. We don't eat behes Sebu on Friday night, on Yontif, when everybody eats together. So the father of the household, some places the mother of the household, says hamoitzi, they all tonight. 1 week the father says Kiddush, next week the mother says Kiddush. Okay. So somebody says Hamoitzi and everybody's Yotze. We're not eating the Haseva. So Tosfos says, that's okay. Yeshiva Didan ke Haseva the two. What it means in the Mishnah is you have to have the maximum kviyas that you can have. So this Maratanoim, that it was a common practice that the people ate the big meal, they would eat it per seva and a reclining position, so you can only be mitzi the others with hamitzi if you eat per seva. This man said nobody eats per seva, so you need yeshiva. But yeshiva didan ke seva the two. Let's say the father of the household is going to say hamitzi, and some of the people are still in the kitchen, or they came back to the table, they didn't sit down yet. He's not supposed to say hamitzi until everybody sits down, because you cannot be mitzi the others with hamitzi lechmen haaretz. Unless you have the kviyas, they have to be. But what about Kiddush and Abdullah? You say Shemei Kaina, even though there's no Haseva, there's no yeshiva, what kind of a din is this? What kind of halacha is that? So Rav Soloveitchik explained the answer to the whole story is found in the Yerushalmi, which the Ran on the Rif quotes, and the other Masechus Rosh Hashanah. So the Ran quotes in Yerushalmi that the principle of Shemei Kohen applies in Kol HaTorah Kulo. We say Shemei Kohen by Kiddush, by Havdalah. We say Shemei Kohen, the Baal Kori reads Parsha Zohar. Many Rishonim hold Parsha Zohar is a Din D'oraisa. Mikra Megillah, he reads the Megillah. Everybody's the answer, but Shemei Kohen, Tkiya Shofar is also, most of the Poskim hold that the Baal Tekeh blow Shofar. It's not Nidin Shlichus. It's a discussion in the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer's brother sent him a letter that he heard from the father, that when the Baal Tekeh blows Shofar in Moitzi the Tzibur, it's all based on Shemei Kohen. So the Avnei Nezer says, you must have heard wrong. How can it be Shemei Kohen? Shemei Kohen only makes sense when you say words, when you're saying something. He's just making noises. How can you say, let's say you're going to clap on him with a gragger, you're going to say Shemei Kohen? No, Shemei Kohen is when you say ideas. No ideas. How can you say Shemei Kohen just on noise? So he thinks that it's wrong. And then a later tshuva, he backed out. And he says, I think you're right. The father probably did say that because the simple reading of the Gemara in the end of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah is that the Baal Tekeh blows Shofar's Moitzi, everybody, based on Shemei Kohen. The Gemara has the discussion there about Kiddush and Abdullah. You say Kiddush and Moitzi, everybody else, based on Shemei Kohen, the same as Tkiya Shofar. So he backs out, he says it is based on Shemei Kohen. So the Ran quotes a Yerushalmi that Shemei Kohen is a universal cloud, works all over with three exceptions to the rule, by Kriya Shema, by Tfilah, and by eating food. By Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. So it does make sense. He should eat the Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim, and I'll just sit back and relax and be out of the Shemei Kohen. Everyone should say on their own. Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim should really be, everyone should say. Tfilah, you have a chayla, you need a shidduch, you need a parnasa, you need a yeshua, you need some help. So you ask the Rabbi Shalom. He should ask, and you should just sit back and relax. The Yotze of the Shemei Kohen is not right. Seichel dictates you should say on your own. And then Yerushalmi says the third exception to the rule is when it comes to eating food. Did you ask him to eat an extra sandwich for you? You're eating your own sandwich. He's eating his sandwich. You're eating your sandwich. So if you're eating the food, you should say your own bracha before and after. It's not right. You're eating the food, and he's going to say the bracha for you. You should say the bracha before and after on your own. That's what Yerushalmi says, that these three are exceptions to the rule, but you don't allow Shemei Kohen. So before you go any further, what do you mean? You don't allow Shemei Kohen by Birchas HaMazon? The Gemara said, a shaila, whether women are mechuyev in Birchas HaMazon and Atar Medirabbanan, not Kamina, whether the wife can be mitzi the husband with Shemei Kohen. If the woman is mechuyev in Atar, she can be mitzi the husband. The woman is only mechuyev in Medirabbanan, she can't be mitzi the husband. So you see that you do say Shemei Kohen by Birchas HaMazon. And when you bench Mezumen, isn't that Shemei Kohen? What's going on over here? That's what Mezumen is all about. It's Bana Gemara. One person said the whole Birchas HaMazon, the others just listened to the Yotze with Shemei Kohen. So it would appear from the Gemara and Hamoitzi. What do you mean? You don't say Shemei Kohen by Birchas HaNenen before and after. We do it all the time. Every Shabbos Yom. One person says Hamoitzi and everybody else says Yotze with the Brochim. So Rav Soloveitchik said, you have to say the Hechreach that this is the Pshat that the Yerushalmi got it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hey, Seba Echem Baruch Hu Kulam Yoshvu." They're just sitting around. They didn't do the maximum kviyas. They don't yet have Haseba. Kolechad beEchad Mevaruch LiYatzmo. But Hasebu then Echad Mevaruch Hu Kulam. So what is that all about? So he thought you have to say Pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Yerushalmi is when you have a chabur of people. The Takanas Chachamim was, let's say Hamoitzi is only Midirabbanan. Takanas Chachamim was that there is no chayvus hayochid for each and every individual person to say hamoitzi. The chabura offers one hamoitzi together. It's not based on shemei kodesh. It's a different word. The chabura offers one birchas hamoitzi. So you need that it should be considered a chabura, but it's not based on shemei kodesh. And birchas hamazon also, when you bench mezuzah, and the practice bizman gemara was that one person says the benching, and the others just say amen. So it's not based on shemei kohenim. The word is the whole chabura offers one birchas hamazon v'chabura. It's not based on shemei kohenim. What birchas hamazon is a din de rabbanon, or it's a din de raisa. It's a little thing. Birchas hamazon, if you ate kidei sviya, you mechuyev to bench menatar. So there's a difference on the level of the raisa. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that in the end of Chosh Mishpat, in all places, there's a machlekes where the bench and mezuman is the raisa of the rabbanon. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the machlekes achreinim, then he shows it's a machlekes of rishonim. So there's a shach in the end of Chosh Mishpat. When they talk about, the Gemara says if they're mechabed one person, he should do a mitzvah. Mechabed one person, he should bench mezuman. Another guy runs up and he starts benching mezuman, and the people didn't realize they weren't mechabed him, and they all answer to the birchas hamazon, and he goes on. So he stole the mitzvah from the other one. So the Gemara says there's a penalty. Rabbi Gamliel made a penalty. You have to pay asara zehuvin. So the Gemara says, but what if he stole the bench of mezuman from the other one? And has four brachas. Does he only pay 40? Does he pay only 10 zehuvim because one mitzvah benching? Or does he pay 40 zehuvim because he stole four brachas? But Mar says 40 zehuvim because he stole four brachas. So the shach works hard in the end of Chosh Mishpat when they quote this din of stealing a mitzvah from someone else. That there's a penalty, but the rabbanon, Rabbi Gamliel's penalty, you have to pay asar zehuvim. So he says, why are there four brachas? Why are there more than four brachas? So the shach with it says. So some of the poskim over there assume that bench and mezuman is a din deraisa. Rosh Hashanah Shlavut Uvachayina, the institution of mezuman is deraisa. Mishnah Berurah quotes machlekes. Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe it's taka deraisa. Maybe this whole din possibility that the two types of benching is chayvus hayochid to bench. Each person eats food has to bench. Then if you have a chabur eating together, the chabur offers one birchas hamazon. So they should say it's hard to use a lashon in the tzibur. We usually say a tzibur when you have 10 people or more, you call it tefillah b'tzibur. Less than 10 is not a tzibur. So he coined a new phrase, b'chas hamazon b'chabura. We have a mezuman of 10, then you have a mezuman of 3. So he said, maybe that's the word. Maybe it's talk on the level of the raisa, that there's a difference. There's an institution of b'chas hamazon b'chabura. And it's not really based on shemei kohenim. It's based, the whole chabura offers one b'chas hamazon together. To this idea, this Rav Soloveitchik did not say, but when he delivered this, I didn't hear it when Rav Soloveitchik arrived to America. I wasn't born yet, but when he once delivered this in the Yahrzeit Rosh Hashanah, Rav Nissen Alpert was a Rebbe in Yeshiva, many of you remember him. So after the Shia, he said, this following din is a riot to this idea. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from a Sefer Birchas Avraham. Birchas Avraham is an early Sefer, the Shach. And you're there, Simon Yutes, the Simon of the Birchas Hashchit, and the Shach quotes from the Birchas Avram. It was a Rav who lived in Germany, he wrote, his name is Avram, and he wrote a whole Sefer about different brachas. He complains in the Sefer that by the Yekis, when they start davening in the morning, they say, Adon Olam, then they say, Al Natilas Yadayim. So he complains, they say, they washed their hands an hour and a half ago, before the Daf Yomi Shia. They say, Al Natilas Yadayim over here, it's way lachar asiyasam. So the Yekis don't listen. The Sefer was written by a Talmud Chacham from Germany before the days of the Shach. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Birchas Avram the following. We have a din of Shemei Kohenim that if I hear the Megillah, someone else reads the Megillah, I'm yet to the Megillah. What if I don't even understand? He's reading the Megillah in the original Hebrew, and the fellow's a Baal Teshuva, he doesn't know Hebrew at all, just knows English. So the Mishnah says, even though he's a lois, he doesn't understand Hebrew, but if the Megillah was read in Hebrew, he's yotze. If they have a Megillah that's written in French or written in Spanish, that's acceptable only. Karm le giftis le gift, karm le giftim le giftis le modim le modis, if it's written in a different language, only those who understand that language would be yotze with the Mikra Megillah. But if the Megillah is written in the original Hebrew, so then everybody's yotze. So the Gemara says, but the fellow doesn't understand what they're reading. So the Gemara says it's okay. So there's machlokes there, Rashi and Tosfos. What do you mean it's okay? So Rashi holds that Shemei Kohenim, even though you don't understand what they're saying, you're still yotze with Shemei Kohenim. So let's say the father of the household recites Kiddush, And there are people that don't, they know the general idea, what Kiddush is all about. We're speaking about Shabbos, Kodesh, but they don't know all the words over there. Hin chaltanu, hin chilanu, those are hard words. It's a question whether the husband knows what he's saying, but the question whether the wife knows. So that's the question. So Rashi says, even though you don't understand the language. Tosfos disagrees. Rashi says, that's what it says. Halosh Hashem Ashuris Yotzah. They read the Megillah in Hebrew, Yotzah, even if you don't understand Hebrew. Tosfos says, no. Megillah is an exception to the rule because there's an inyan of Pisumi Nisa, and for that reason, it's not the normal din of Shemei Kainah. But let's say by Kiddush and Abdullah, only those people are Yotzeh who understand the language. If they don't understand, it's not called Shemea. Shemea means you can't be deaf, you have to hear. Shemea means Haimata Shemea. It means Haimata Mevin. So if you're not Mevin, then you're not called Shemea. You have to be able to hear. A person is deaf and he knows what bracha they're saying. So there's no Shemea Kohenah. And even if he does hear, but he doesn't understand the language, it's a lo Shemea. He's not Shemea. So the Mishnah Brura writes, the Shulchan Aruch writes like Tosfos, not like Rashi. That only in Mikra Megillah you yotze, even though you don't understand Hebrew, but by Kiddush and Abdullah, you're only yotze, Shabbat kind of, you understand. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the women don't all understand Hebrew, so they don't know Hin Chaltanu, Hin Chilanu. So Baruch Yagofen, that they all understand. Baruch is Avracha, Hashem Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam, that they know. Baruch Yagofen, that they know on their own what Baruch Yagofen means, more or less. Then Shekhadishana the mitzvah saw that they know, because the women say Abraham when they go to mikveh, when they bench lich. So they say Shekhadishana says Veratzavanu, that's already a hard word. Shabbat Shekha Hin Chaltanu, those are hard words. So he says the women should say along softly the middle part of the Kiddush till the end. And then the husband should say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, because that they do know what that means. Baruch Atah Hashem, that they know, they always Mekadesh, Kedusha, Shabbos and Shabbos. So many of the Litvish women, many have this practice. They don't know Hebrew, and their husbands told them to do like the Mishnah Berurah. They'll mutter under their breath the middle part of the Kiddush when the husband is saying it out loud. So the women will say it softly, because you can't apply Shemei Kohen, it's a Shemei Kohen and a half a bracha. The husband says half the bracha in the beginning and the end. The women say the middle part. And you can't say Shemei Kohen in the middle part because they're not Shemei, they hear, they're not deaf, but they don't understand what it says. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Sefer Brichas Avram, what if you're benching Mizumin and some of the people in the group don't understand Hebrew? In the Minik, the practice was Bizmanah Gemar, that only one person says the whole Brichas Avram was not loud, and the others just sit and they listen. So he says, he thinks that you're Yotze, even though you don't understand. Normally we don't allow Shemei Kohenah if you don't understand. Mikra Megillah is the one exception to the rule because Pesumi Nisa is different. That's how Tosfos interprets the Gemara, says that Pesumi Nisa is different. But if it's not a case, not Mikra Megillah, not Pesumi Nisa, you don't say Shemei Kohenah. But by Benjamin Zuman, it's okay. Why is it okay? So that's what Ramdis Nalpit said. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that when you listen to the Benjamin Zuman, it's not based on Shemei Kohenah. The Yerushalmi says we don't allow Shemei Kohenah by brachas before or after eating food. You yourself are eating the food, so you have to say the bracha before. It's a different halacha that the Chabura offers one brichas anenin. Everyone's allowed to eat. You don't need your own personal bracha. The Chabura offers one brichas anenin, and the Chabura offers one brichas amazin. So it's not really based on Shemei Kohenah that is considered as if every individual person said the benching on his own. If it was based on Shemei Kohenah, whoever doesn't understand wouldn't be Yotzeh, because he'll know Shemei. But that's what the Brichas Avram says. Even if you don't understand, the whole Chabura offered one brichas amazin, and everybody's Yotzeh. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a kasha just in connection to finish up this part of the story. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a kasha from Achrayim. The Gemara has in the first daf in Shloshu Shachlu, it says Shloshu Shachlu ka'achas chayov mezamne. Three people, minimum of three people ate bread together, they're obligated to bench mezumin. They're not allowed to split up and bench individually. What if you have two people ate together? Do you say there's no obligation to have brichas to bench mezumin, but it's a rishus, it's optional? Shloshu Shachlu ka'achas chayov mezamne. Shnayim is not. So Shnayim is a rishus, no, Shnayim, they have to bench separately. It's not even optional to bench mezum. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. Gemara finally quotes a brisa that there isn't an option. Shnayim shachul kachas mitzvah lechalik. Each one has to bench on his own. They can't They can't have one person benched the mitzvah of the others. Why? There's no mezumin in two, and we don't allow shemeh koinah by brichas hamazon. That's what it says in the Gemara. However, the Gemara says if one is a sofer, one is a boor, one is bismana Gemara, they didn't have a scissor. The text of the brichas hamazon was also part of Torah Shabbat Pesach. How to recite the benching by heart. So what if one of them is a sofer, a scholar, he knows how to say the text of the benching. The other one is a boor, doesn't know how to bench. So then the Brisa says, Seifam Mabarach Abu Yotze Bibrachasa. The one in those benching should say, the other one will be Yotze Bit Shemeh Koine. So the Kashas, he just said, there is no Shemeh Koine by benching, only by Mezumin. By Mezumin, it's not based on Shemeh Koine. It's a din, the whole Chabura offers one Bichas Hamazon together. But over here, there are two people. There is no Chabura. And you have no right to make a Mezumin. So how does it say if you have Seifam or Bur? So the Mishnah Berurah says, don't get excited. The Vilna Gaon asked that Kasha to be a Ragro and Ilchas Birchas Hamazon, and he answers that whole din in the Yerushalmi, in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that the Ran quotes over there, the whole din in the Yerushalmi, that there are three exceptions to the rule, but we don't permit Shemeh Koina. One is Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim by Kriya Shema. One is Tefillah, if you have it served, you should ask on your own. And one is by eating food. The whole din in the Yerushalmi is only by the Rabbanim. In our Torah, you say Shemeh Koina, even on Kriya Shema, even on Tefillah, and even on Brachas in connection with food. The whole thing is only by the Rabbanim. So Heche B'Shas Hatchak, if he has no braver, he doesn't know how to say the benching. So B'Shas Hatchak, they allow us to revert back to the din there, right? So that you do say Shemeh Koina. That's a shaila that ENT doctors have this shaila. Sometimes a person has a sore throat, he can't daven, he can't say. He can't say Krishma. He's not allowed to say he's going to ruin his voice. He doesn't have a voice, so what can he do? So if you have no brera, so mikared din, you do say shemeka, even in kriyashma, even on shemana, you say shemeka on not everything. So he should rely on shemeka in such a situation. The same is true regarding hamoitzi in advance. That's what the Mishnah says. Hasebu echad mevarach lekulam. If it's not hasebu, not, because we don't allow shemeka in it by hamoitzi. Bismana zen, nobody eats by hasebu, so Tosis explains. Yeshiva didan ke seva didu. The maximum kriyas we have is by yeshiva, so we have to be sitting by the table. If they're not sitting by the table, some people are standing. You have to wait till everybody sits down in order to say hamoitzi. So that's also based on, it's not a vort of shemeh koina. We don't allow shemeh koina. And if you would allow shemeh koina, you would need haseg, or the vort is the chabura together offers one hamoitzi. So this thesis works on why is by mezumin you need a chabura of three, and by hamoitzi it's enough two. Two is also called the chabura. So thesis explains the chilek, but it's basically the same din governs both. Thesis says on that Mishnah and Brachas, you need hasebu, you need achila bikvias, both to be moitzi. One should be moitzi, the other one with the bracha before and the bracha after, because it's not moitzi based on shemeh koina. The chabura offers one hamoitzi, the chabura offers together one brichas hamoitzi. So this talk a fascinating din, and there are more questions. If we pass them like this, the Ramah has the following din. Happens all the time. Someone says hamoitzi, and he starts cutting the challah, and the one who said hamoitzi, he takes a little nibble and he swallows, then he gives out the challah, and one of the listeners talks before he eats the challah. So if I say hamoitzi, I say bari piho eitz, and I'm eating an apple, and I talk in between the bracha and the eating the apple, so the din is that even b'diav, you have to repeat the bracha. If you're mafsik, so the bracha doesn't relate to eating the food, you have to recite the bracha over again. So what about over here? The one who said hamoitzi did swallow some of the challah. One of the listeners talked before they, I remember my grandmother used to stay by us the last years of her life. So my grandmother was a Galatiana. So every Shabbos when my father said Hamoitzi, so my grandmother would ask him before she ate the challah, Melech, do I have to say another bracha? Every single week, the same thing. So my father said, yes, because she just taught. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, no. The Ramah says, if the one who said Hamoitzi ate already, it's not based on Shemeh Koina. My grandmother is considered as if she said a bracha and she spoke in between her bracha and her eating. No, one person says a bracha for the whole chabura. So the person who said the bracha had a little nibble, he ate already. So the bracha was chal for everybody. And then if the listeners are going to talk before they eat any challah, the Ramah says you don't have to say over the bracha. Mishnah Berurah has a whole discussion whether we pass them like that or not. But the fact that the Ramah says like that, you see that it's based on this idea. It's not based on Shemeh Koina, that one person one person says Hamoitzi, it's considered as if everybody said Hamoitzi. So then Hepsik would certainly be mevatel the tzir from the bracha to the eating of the food. And this is true regarding Chazaras HaShatz as well. One of the three exceptions to the rule in Yerushalmi was that by tefillah, if you have a tzor, you need parnas, you need a shidduch, you need a refu, you should say the tefillah on your own. So the Gemara says that the Chachamim made a takana, but because there were a lot of people that didn't know how to daven, so made a takana, there should be Chazaras HaShatz. So what does it help the Chazaras HaShatz? The Chazan says the Shemana Esfes, everybody's yoytzi with Shemea Kohenah. So Pashtus, you can say, yeah, it's like Sefer Bur, that the Mishnah Bura quoted the Bir Agro. If you have a big Shas Hatchak, Otish Kambere, he doesn't know how to say the benching, then you revert back to the Din Derei. So they do say Shemea Kohenah even by benching and even by davening. So here, Rav Soloveitchik made popular this idea that appears in the Shulti Gidvarim, on the side of the Riv. You have the Shulti Gidvarim printed. The Ramah, every so often, quotes from the Shulti Gidvarim. He doesn't call it by that name. He calls it Hagoas Alfasi. But he quotes from it. So this Shulti Gidvarim, the end of Rosh Hashanah, says that just like there's a concept of a Korban Yochid and a Korban Tzibur, a Yochid brings the Korban to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Tzibur pay, give Machzah Shekel money, they purchase the minimum of him. So too, there's a Tfilos HaYochid and there's a Tfilos HaTzibur. So the Tfilos HaYochid is when the Yechidim daven Tfilos HaLachash. The Chazaras HaShas is a Tfilos HaTzibur. It's a Tfilos HaTzibur. And the Tzibur is not Yotze with Shemei Kaina. The whole Tzibur offers one Tfilos, Tfilos HaTzibur. So that's why the Shulchan Gemara points out that the Gemara says in the end of Masechas Rosh Hashanah, the farmers that live too far away from the Shul to come to the davening are Yotze with the Chazaras HaShas. How can they be Yotze? It can't be Yotze. Tkiya Shofar with the Baal Tekeh if they don't hear. Tkiya Shofar is based on Shemei Kohen. If you don't come to Shul, you don't hear. You come and you're deaf and you don't hear, so you're not Yotze. But the Chazaras HaShatz, the Gemara says, you can be Yotze, the Am Shabbasadis, the people who can't come, they live too far, but they Yotze with the Chazaras HaShatz. So the Shulti Gemara gives a marshal. Just like when the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash are Makrib with Tmidim and Masafim, the whole plan is all over the world is Yotze with the Tmidim and Masafim. So too, when the Chazan makes a Chazaras HaShatz, all the people who relate, the Stam Chazaras HaShatz in New York doesn't help to the people in Florida. So the people in that vicinity, it's considered their tzibur, so their yaitze with the tefillas hatzibur. So just to close, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos writes it in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Brachos. Whenever you hear somebody say a bracha, you should say amen, even if you don't have to be yaitze. You should always say amen. Sure, so he said it, so it's taken care of. But then the Rambam in three different places writes it, he repeats again the din. He says, by Chazaras HaShatz, the whole tzibur answers Amen. By Bench and Mezuman, all the people answer Amen. Then a third case, by Birchas HaGoyma, the Gemara has on the end of Brachas, the last paragraph of Brachas, someone was sick and he got better. And the Talmidim from Yeshiva came to visit him, and one of them said, Abracha Baruch, Rachmanu D'Yavach Lom Eloi. So if the Chayla answers Amen, so he's Yotze, even though the one who said, Rachmanu D'Yavach Lom, didn't have a mind to be Yotze him with anything, and it's not the normal nusach. If he says Amen, then he's Yotze. That's Chodesh Dikadin and Nigmar. So from the fact that the Rambam writes Amen only in these three cases, by Bench and Mezumin and by Chazaras HaShatz and by Birchas HaGoymel, it would appear mashmoah, it's not explicit, it would appear mashmoah is that the Amen is Likuva here. Usually when someone says Kiddush and Abdullah, so the Gemara says Shemeya Ki'ayna, if I pay attention, it's considered as if I say Amen. Kol ha'ayna Amen, ki l'hoitzi bracha v'pim dami. So you're yotze with Kiddush and Abdullah, even if you didn't answer Amen. But here the Rambam is mashma a little bit, not explicitly. That's what Rambam Soloveitchik said, b'shem Rav Chaim. They have a sefer by Rav Leib Malin, so he doesn't quote the b'shem Rav Chaim, he made the diok on his own. He had the impression that in these three cases, Ani Asaman is Likuva. So why should it be Likuva? So Birchas HaGoyim, well, there's a different story. Why? Because the whole thing is different. The one is saying the bracha is not mechuyev. The cholosh of his rabbi is mechuyev to say the bracha. So that's in ganzen achidush. But by these two cases, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. By the Chazaras HaShatz and by the Birchas HaMazon and B'chabura, the word seems to be that Anias Amein is li'kuva. You have to be mitzurif to this chabura. If only one person is going to say that the bench in the Zilman of the Chazar, the other people are not going to answer, so there's no Tziruf HaKohol. The Tziruf HaTzibur is, by the virtue of the fact, that they answer Amen. That was the Rav's suggestion. I have a Sefer at home written by someone who learned in Radin. Then after the war, he survived. He went to Eretz Yisrael. Then he wrote Zichronos of the Chofetz Chaim. He stayed by, in the Chofetz Chaim's home a lot. So he writes the following reminiscence. He says, the Chofetz Chaim's practice was that he always used to daven Nusach HaGro. And he followed a lot Piskei HaGro. That's what in the Hakdama to the Mishnah Berurah, he says he's going to quote all the time the Shitas HaGro, not necessarily implying that that's what he's being Machriya, but he knows in this generation a lot of people like to follow the Vilna Gaon, so he's going to write what the Vilna Gaon Shita is. And they say that he meant himself, he liked to follow Shitas HaGro. But he didn't want it to be conspicuous, he didn't want people to know that he's davening Nusach HaGro, so he used to daven quietly. So Chofetz Chaim was a Kohen. So on one occasion, this is what this Talmud writes, and in Zichronos, the Chofetz Chaim was benching Mizuman, and he said, and the Mishnah Berurah says, you say the whole benching can have till the Olam Al-Yichasreinu, because the Shulchan Aruch recommends, the Mechaber quotes, the Shulchan Aruch recommend, when you bench Mizuman, everyone should bench along softly, because we don't have such a capacity to pay attention. See, we don't always pay attention. So maybe the people won't be paying attention to the Mizaman, so they should say along softly. But the Mishnah Berurah says, but the Mezamen should still say everything out loud to the Olam Ha'Yichasreinu, because you shouldn't ruin the Iker Adin. The Iker Adin is that the Chabura offers one Birchas HaMazon, so he has to say everything out loud. Everybody has to pay attention and answer Amen. So the Chofetz Chaim didn't want everybody to know that at the end of Rachim, he didn't say, Bani Rachim of Yishalayim Amen. The Mechaber writes that he said, Bani Yishalayim Amen. The Ramos says, the Minig Ashkenaz said, Bani Rachim of. The Nusach HaGro is that he said, like the Mechaber. He didn't want everybody to know. So he did it in an inconspicuous fashion. What is inconspicuous? So his benchim mezumin, he said, Hazonis HaKol, Noda L'cho, and then he nudged his son-in-law, he should take over, to switch horses in midstream. His son-in-law should take over the mezumin from Rachimno. So no one's going to hear what he says. So that was inconspicuous. Chofetz Chaim only said the first two brachas out loud. Didn't want to say the third bracha, Rachimno, because he's going to say it out loud. They're all going to, it's going to be a dead giveaway. He's following the Nusach HaGro. So his son-in-law took over, he said the third and fourth brachas. I don't know how inconspicuous they made believe that he was exhausted, so his son-in-law should take over. But there is such a din. That's why the Rif learns like that anymore. You can divide bench and mezumin according to how many brachas there are. So that's Rav Soloveitchik. So maybe that's the teretz to that kasha also. The kasha that they asked. Rabbi Kivega points out on Daf Chof that you do allow Shemeh Kohen and a half a bracha. So why is by Chazaras HaShatz, if the Shat Shato Yamirach and Tachto, and he has to begin with Chilus Abracha Shato Zen, by Bench and Mizuman, you have to go in Yunus Abrachas. But you say Shemeh Kohen and a half a bracha also. The Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe that's the teretz. You say Shemeh Kohen and a half a bracha, but here it's not based on Shemeh Kohen. Here the word is you're offering Brichas Hamos and Bachabura, you're offering Chazaras Hashatz, it's Twilas Hatzibur. It's not at all based on, not at all based on Shemeh Kohen. What's going to be based on Shemei Kohen? I already davened tefillah balachash. So the Chazan is going to say, I'm going to daven another tefillah. A second Shema. What do you need a second Shema Nesli? The answer is no. Like the Shulchan Aruch said, the first Shema Nesli, tefillah balachash, that's tefillah sayochid. The second Shema Nesli, that's tefillah satzibur. Just like there's a korban yochid and a korban sivum. So maybe that's the word. When it's a bracha b'chabura, it has to go in units of brachas. Let me close. Okay, still have another minute. We have a practice that we duchen at the end of Chazaras HaShatz. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Yankee Fem, that duchen in Bizman is only with the Rabbanim. It can't be Min HaTorah, because we don't have Hakrobas or Karbonis. The Gemara says in Masech HaSoito that duchening is only the rise at the conclusion of Hakrobas Karbonis Tzibur. So if there's not Beis HaMikdash, obviously the duchening is only with the Rabbanim. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from Rabbi Yankee Fem and Siddur, Morik Tzia, his Sefer on the tour, Morik Tzia, and he says, with all the respect, it's against all the Gemaras, and he shows from the Gemaras that Duchening is deraisa, this man is there. I can be deraisa, but the Gemara does say, and so it's on Perikel and Namar, Duchening is only achiv at the conclusion of Akrobas Karbonis Sibon. So if we don't bring any Karbonis at all, so Rav Soloveitchik said, when we daven Shema Nesri, we say, Shema Kalein Chutz Rachma Aleinu, Kabbal Brachma Vrots in Israel, Seinu Shemea Tefilu, then you say, Ritzei Hashem Lekein, Ma'am Chisol Levis Filosom. He just said that. Kabbal Brachma Vrots in Israel, Seinu Shemea Tefilu, Ritzei Ma'am Chisol Levis Filosom, but Hashem should accept the Tefilu, so it's not a repetition. To explain, it's not a repetition. Kabbal Brachma Vrots in Israel, Seinu Kodesh Bochum should accept the prayers. Ritzei, Ritzui, is a technical term that Ruba de Ruba, the Bala Tanya writes like this in the end of the Tanya, Ruba de Ruba, the word Ritzi appears in Tanakh in connection with Hakrabas and Karbonis. Hurtza, loy hurtza. The Nirtza lalach haparolo. When the Mishnais want to say the carbon is kosher, but the evidence has hurtza. When a carbon is not kosher, it says loy hurtza, you're not yosei. So Ritze is a tefillah, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bracha Ritze converts the tefillah into a carbon. So when a yochid davens and he says, Shmak Aleinu, please accept the tefillah, is considered as if the yochid has converted the tefillah sa yochid into a carbon yochid. When the chazan says, Hazaras HaShat, and he says Ritze, so he converts the tefillah sa tzibur into a carbon tzibur. So the bracha Ritze enables us to duchen. And that's why the minig is that in the middle of Ritzei, when we do Chanayantus of Ritzei, we say a period. The Sarah Malacha Siraseinu Ka'oloch a carbon. Our tefillah should be accepted as if he brought a carbon. That's what it means Ritzei. We just spell it out. We say the period of the Sarah Malacha to spell out what we just said in Ritzei. And that's why the Gemara said, that's how the Mishkan Asaka writes like that. That's what the Gemara says, the Kohanim have to be Oikar Agleim Bavoida, because it's the reciting of the Bracha Ritzei, that's Birchas Avoida, that enables us to Duchen. So they have to start walking towards the Bima, they have to start walking towards the Duchen in the middle of the Bracha Ritzei, Kokan Shalok, Aragla Bavoida, Shudeno Eludu. So this was the shiur that Rav Soloveitchik delivered. This was the first shiur that he gave when he came to America, his shiur about Chazaras HaShatz. Okay? Dope.
Cheerful.